This is Passport to Texas. When certain insects show up at your picnic, don't shoo them away, chew them away.
They really do have a crunch, really similar to roasted nuts.
That's Robert Nathan Allen crunching a toasted cricket. He's quoted in an article about edible insects in the December issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine. RNA, as he's known, is founder of the Austin, Texas nonprofit Little Herds.
And we focus primarily on educating the public, and particularly children, about edible insects and why and how we can adopt them into our diet.
We call eating insects as food entomophagy. It's commonplace among 80% of the world's population, and he's trying to convince the other 20% to take the leap.
Once Western society started becoming very agriculturally based, particularly in northern climates, it just became ingrained in our society that insects are dirty. And so that idea has continued to be passed down generation to generation in these Western cultures, whereas in the tropical environments where the habit has continued, it's just another food source.
We eat more than 400 insects a year without knowing it. And RNA says by intentionally substituting insect protein for animal protein, we can improve the environment and our nutrition. Learn more in the December issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine. That's our show for today. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks, Guts, Glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.